Welcome to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big T popping bottles, let that burden flow. Father Fortenberry's grilling fruit on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Bourbon herb, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painted skies, and a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bring you know the new crew. We got the patio life, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Patio life. Welcome to the patio, everybody. It is Monday. It's not hump day. It's Monday, and we have, as Christy with the K said in the chat, we have almost made it through a Monday, and we still have 4 days to go. Look, I've had like 8 Mondays in a row, I guess 11 Mondays in a row, probably heading into this new year. But hopefully everyone else is off to a good week. Last night, if y'all were watching Bourbon Hall, y'all saw that Wes and I raked in. We felt like we were stealing almost. We won so many things last night.
I didn't know this. What
did y'all have? The duck race. We won some duck races. Nice bottle there. Really nice. But tonight, we got a great show for y'all. Look, we're going to try to keep it apolitical, but I'm not sure we can with what's going on in the world. We got global unrest all over the place, including Greenland, of all things. As a matter of fact, I'm not even sure. I'll bet Jamie couldn't even find Wes couldn't find Greenland on a map until maybe now. I bet he still can't. Don't look it up, Wes. Get off your phone. We got Minnesota ice baby. Look, that's the whole Minnesota thing. Look, if Tim Walz had not run for vice president, would we be talking about Minnesota? I don't know.
I mean, it does have some recent history.
It does, doesn't it? And then we come back to policy or punchline. Get off your phone, Wes. Oh, never mind. I thought he was looking up where Greenland is. Policy or punchline. I thought it was good last week. Got some great ones to throw out.
Get something to drink.
Some of these you will not believe are real. But Father Fortenberry, how are you?
I am doing well. How's everybody doing? Greetings, salutations. I got me a little drink and ready to sit back and watch some.
Are you drinking beer out of Glenn?
No, I have beer. And
we had gotten criticized for that. I've done it. This beer I got over here by Marty, I'd probably drink from a Glenn.
Good.
DW's in studio, looking angelic and all.
How are y'all? I am swell on this non-humping Monday. I've drank beer from a Glen.
You'll drink beer from me if I want
to. I will. I'm going to drink one of your beers momentarily.
From my box.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Then we got...
he does like he's fixing to go find a Sasquatch.
I am. I'm going to go with Sasquatch.
But he looks so happy, too. I am. And then he's got these things under his eyes that just happen to be supposedly skin tags removed in the exact same spot under both eyes. He had cosmetic surgery.
I think it is pepper spray burns from protest.
Memphis Ice Festival protest this weekend?
He thought it was actually like ice skating.
where Greenland is. It's east of Wisconsin.
The same thing happens
he's to not
you,
wrong.
Jamie, that happens to you when y'all laugh.
He's not wrong,
can't see.
Is it east or north? Anyway,
part of it is east.
The man who's not chasing Sasquatch but may chase
I found him. He's sitting beside me. I didn't have to hunt too hard.
He does look like he should come. I'm gonna go back to him for a minute because he looks like he should be on one of those lumberjack shows.
Wes looks like he's the dude looking for Bigfoot out there, and Marty looks like the scientist is gonna help him find
yes, he no, is. Wes like somebody who has improperly touched Bigfoot.
We're gonna team up. We're gonna find it.
Probably if, if you guys happen to see the most recent AI video Wes put out, there was a bear.
Did he post? No, I did not post.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
Social media for that one.
Well, anyway, if he posts it and doesn't get, I don't know if he will or not.
If you want to see it, just hit me up. I will send it directly to you.
That's aggressive.
We dropped an idea to Wes that instead of him petting this bear on the porch, maybe the bear should pet him. And at the end, a hand comes out from a strange place.
Yeah, the bear petty was another appendage.
A fifth appendage.
The bear had another paw come out and pet Wes on the head. And he liked
it. And it was his tail.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Tail's on the other side. That's pretty good size tail, too.
You sure bears don't have tails like elephants have?
There's a girthy tail.
All right, let's kick things off with a big one. Minnesota is in the headlines again. That's all we're talking about. 2026 is the year of Minnesota. Prior to 26, I'm a Vikings fan, so I talked about
the
Minnesota.
The Timberwolves and the Twins, like, yes, it's our year.
Yeah, that's it. But the Vikings was not. But I'm a Vikings fan, so, I like Minnesota. Never been there, actually. But all we're talking about, first it was Somalis, Somalians.
Yes.
Somalians.
Those are cookies, I think.
Somalians.
Samoan.
Now we've got an ICE agent.
So that's happening to a bunch of Somalians.
No, that's cannibalism.
I tell you what, you should head toward Minnesota with that slogan on the side of your car.
I will eat Somalians.
Yeah, that's it. Maybe they send the Haitians.
And
maybe
I don't
send the Haitians to Minnesota.
And I don't mean Girl Scout cookies.
I'm just here to eat Somalians.
But Minnesota in the headlines again with a federal ICE agent fatally shot 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good in Minneapolis. Look, before we get started into this, there's nothing good about this story. It should never happen.
Where that name was.
Well, good. Yeah. Okay. But never should have happened. We're not trying to make light of something like that happening. But what are you doing out in the middle of the street in the middle of the day?
Trying to nothing like better to look. If you call me and say, "Hey, there's a protest," come on.
Like, I'm going the other way. Hold on, if it's on Facebook or something, Jamie, you're gonna be.
Oh, I'll get a social protest. I wouldn't do that. Oh, I will.
Was this a no. protest? The incident I saw, like the footage.
Theoretically, they were so in Minnesota right now. They track down ICE agents. They have groups of people who go all over the city finding ICE agents and making their day difficult and hard. And matter of fact, after this, I think they're almost like hunting them down, which is really strange. We hadn't heard any get shot, but
yeah. So
these are all white people. I'm assuming they have no risk of being sent anywhere.
It's Minnesota, other than Somalians. It's
yeah, the Somalians.
Yeah, Kermit Puckett no longer alive.
So. Yeah, Prince ain't either. Yeah, so. Prince ain't either. There was two black people and Somalians.
I wonder what all the Somalians think now that winter time's hit.
They've been there for years. They didn't just get there last Wednesday.
So
the Leering.
So honest question: if there's an ICE agent who's African American, are they more dangerous because it's black ICE?
Never see it coming.
You don't. I don't think they're there for the ICE agents are not there for the Somalis.
No.
It's totally different. So we have two totally independent stories going on there.
Somalis have nothing to do with it. They are there reining in illegal immigrants.
They need to put Ventura back in charge.
Yeah. So, you know, everybody's seen the video at this point. I don't think we can say that she did not strike him with a vehicle. I think that's obvious.
But was that too much firing on the vehicle?
So at what point, Don's the only one here's ever been in that scenario. We're talking split second. We have 2 weeks to look back at it. He had about a tenth of a second to react. And his reaction, it was aggressive, but he was struck by a vehicle. Not to mention 6 months ago, he was struck by a vehicle and drug. And spent time in the hospital.
So it's
the second time he's been struck by a vehicle.
It's a lethal threat. I mean, regardless of her intentions, whether they were to run him over or what she was
going
to
do. I don't think her intent was to hit him.
Probably not.
I don't imagine.
But she struck him, and the intent is all he has to go by.
You're responsible for pressing that gas pedal and hitting that cop and giving him the impression that, hey, this lady's about to run me over, and I don't want to die today. So he did what?
Yeah, if I pull a firearm,
he is able to do.
And my intent is not to shoot an officer. They're still going to respond.
Yeah, with that, like he is.
Even if he got a little orange piece on the end of it.
This is a scenario of play dumb games, win dumb prizes.
If
right?
a cop pulls me over and I start driving off on him, I kind of expect him to start shooting at me.
Yeah, but you're applying logic. That's
yeah, yes.
While we're in Minnesota, TSA came out. Now, I don't know if it's a true story. It's claiming.
Roll with it. That, I love
Well, look, you know this one?
No, but I'm.
TSA is claiming that they seized over $700 million in U.S. cash flagged in luggage by Somali couriers departing Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport.
I'm sure.
Say that again.
A daycare hopping.
They had approximately $692 million in 2024 and $349 in 2025 was declared U.S. currency detected in passengers' luggage departing from Minneapolis, St. Paul. So over a two-year span, the Somalis took over $700,000 cash through the airport. Legally.
Legally. Declared. Legally. Over 10 grand.
What I do know is we should have been in the Somali daycare business.
Yes.
It's not too late, David. I don't know if it's Somalians, but we could be in, we could do Samoan daycare center.
Samoans.
You want to do Samoan daycare center?
That's right. We're here to eat Samoans.
Have y'all watched that TV show? And let's relate back down to it.
We don't
about Australian. Were they TSA for Australia? I mean,
this must be pop culture. We're behind.
Oh, hold up! I thought you just talking about the comedy.
No.
This is a comedy where like a dude dresses like an old black woman.
No, this is the Australian
TSI.
And it's like a...
How do they call themselves TSI?
Yeah, I don't know what they call themselves, but they are hardcore. Like, man, they are just, like, they don't play. And it's kind of crazy.
You know what's kind of crazy? He's talked about this show now for almost 10 minutes, and we still don't know what the hell the show's about.
So,
TSA.
I would run through this.
Australian TSA.
Airport security.
It's got a dingo ate my baby.
The dingo took my baby.
The dingo took my luggage.
They got sniff crocodiles.
They got sniff dingoes.
Look, we expect next week, Wes, a full report on this TSA agent.
You come with a box cutter. This is a box cutter.
Drug alligator. Drug crop.
This is coming into this. They're showing what's coming in, not what's going out. That's what it all is.
You got a koala bear sitting there patting you down.
And they scan. They rub their little wand chlamydia all over the, and it comes back hot for drugs, and they start tearing the luggage apart. It's crazy.
So they have drug sniffing wands?
Yes. They won. They put a wand on it.
They do a magic.
Hold on. I know a drug sniffing wand. He lives over there. In...
Not wand. What?
Oh, okay.
Wand.
Nice.
Wanda. Yeah, not wand.
I thought Mike might be looking for the drug sniffing
wand. We're in a meeting today, and safety always starts the meetings. That's how
good. That's how it should be.
That's how you start every meeting. And he said, keep in mind, I'm a construction industry, so this is. He said, "Everyone, I said, y'all be aware that there's ice outside." We're not like, don't tell them that. I don't think you have freaking out.
Okay, that takes on a whole new meeting. We have petition for ice this week.
Yes, we do. We have petition for ice. I got to call
my people running.
I got to call my essay. All right.
Ice, baby, ice is all over Minneapolis. But a new report says global spending on military hits $2.7 trillion.
In 2.3 of its ours.
Yes.
Probably
more than that.
2.3 or 2.7
trillion. 2.7 trillion globally.
We're out here playing Risk. Like, we're taking countries.
Which this is, I'll run into it. I saw a story today about
the Ron Ford Mayor.
The Ron Ford Mayor.
You start talking.
Give me shut up. But I thought the story today that we hit when they hit Venezuela, we were using sonic weapons.
Yeah, that's further down my list.
Yes. Okay, you don't tell us all about it, are you going to explain it like you did it after your TSA?
I
watched Joe
Higgs said talking about it, and I was cool.
Actually, pretty impressive.
Yeah,
tell us about it.
Wes knows all about it.
No, they used
weapons that made like people's like ears and eyes bleed. Yeah,
Well, that's a little much.
So apparently,
but it makes you nauseous.
It makes you feel like you're burning from the inside. Is what they said. So it was Colombian guards, I believe, that were watching Maduro, and all of them started vomiting, bleeding from their nose. They said they'd never seen anything like it.
They do have it. You remember, like, 10 years ago there was some Discovery Channel show where
Peter Ducey from Fox News tested
like new weapons or high-tech weapons. Really? That was one of them. They put the beam at them, and the guy was
taser.
You know, talking about how hot it was.
So, like, there's one that they have that, like, it makes your anxiety go up. There's something to do with the sound wave that they hit, and it makes your anxiety where you just...
Yeah, y'all remember all them people, I think it was in Cuba, that, had all these problems afterwards? So that stuff's real, man.
Oh, they harness the power of a job, and they shoot it at them. Hey, and that makes their anxiety go up.
Donnie, you can probably get us one of these, a small version for the studio. And then we're going to have Wes.
Super weapon?
Yeah, that super weapon. Why don't
that be me?
Oh, yeah.
I'll call my people.
So, yeah, but that's the future of warfare.
It's the future of warfare.
Well, you know, that in World War II, they tried to, or World War I or II, I don't remember which one, they tried to come up with the gas that would make you gay. Seriously. They tried it, and they couldn't get it.
So, other than some headline, I think that was a headline in my fake headlines that was fake, but do you have anything to substantiate your claim?
Google it. I promise.
Oh, and now it's up to me to prove it.
I'm picturing this, right? You reach into your vest, you pull out the gay gas, you throw it over there to all these men, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, hey, they're popping up out of foxholes.
Look, the other thing behind you goes, hey, friendly fire.
Actually, it's considered happy gas now.
Happy gas, yes.
That's probably, so, it was probably laughing.
That would be a distraction.
My favorite weapon.
They'd be like, we don't need extra holes. We got plenty.
My favorite weapon in World War II was the bird guided bombs.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've heard about
it. There's a bird in the front of a bomb.
Oh, this was real.
Yeah. And he'd peck towards a battleship. And whatever he pecked, that's where the bomb would move to.
That's real. I've seen
that documentary. They had bat bombs in Japan. They decimated Japanese cities with bat bombs.
They were fire.
They would drop down and like a cage would open up and thousands of bats with incendiary devices would go out. They're gonna go land in a dark spot.
They're gonna look for caves.
So like half of Japan's towns were made out of paper and wood.
Yeah.
paper mache.
When's the last time you guys been to a movie?
Not long ago, actually. We saw
Utopia.
I went and saw it too in the movies.
Wes, you want to give us your critic's review?
Yes, I thought it was almost as good as the first one. I laughed several times.
I thought it was a stellar movie.
I did too. I liked it.
Well, Avatar Fire and Ash hits $1 billion.
Is this the global. Second or third one? How many they have?
I was about to think. I think it's third. I don't believe I watched second.
This one looks good.
Second one's water?
Yeah, second one's water. Way of the Water.
Ash, this is fire.
Yeah, Ash Fire. Yep.
The first one was good. I didn't mind it.
It was a long time ago, but I didn't mind it.
Yeah, I mean, Sigourney Weaver Blue was kind of hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know.
But yeah, I guess it did kind of look like Sigourney Weaver, didn't you?
Yeah. Especially when she was Sigourney Weaver.
I mean, the blue thing.
But blue.
Yeah. Like a big Smurf.
2026 is going to be a big year for celebrity weddings. Apparently, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Oh, is that actually happening?
I don't know.
What's the old runner on that actually? I guess it's either one or not.
They're both full grown. Right. It's not like they're young. They both have copious amounts of money.
So our sponsor, Prize Picks, not really our sponsponsor, but we give them enough money.
Oh, yeah, Steelers playing that one.
Prize Picks, they have a culture section now, and that was actually a topic was who's going to get married this year. So one of them was Livy Dunn and
Paul Skeens is.
The other one was about something, who's going to be one of Taylor Swift's bridesmaids that gave two people. I don't know.
Did you bet on?
I know who Paul Skeens is. That's the only person I've heard.
I don't know who that is. Who is
Zendaya and Tom Holland are supposed to get married this year.
I thought they split.
Apparently, they're back together. Uh-oh. Cristiano Ronaldo and Georgina Rodriguez. I don't know any of these people, but I'm just
saying. The name Cristiano Ronaldo sounds familiar.
Ronaldo, isn't he a soccer player?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
He's a global icon.
Yeah, he's a soccer player. Yes, yes. I know that now.
Clearly, they're not pop culture, though.
Apparently.
Football.
Let's see, pop culture. There's some new shows coming out. Bridgerton. Y'all watch Bridgerton by anyone?
No, but I do know they had that big ball in Detroit that was horrible. Have you ever not seen that in the news?
The Golden Globes?
No. The Bridgerton had a Bridgerton ball. Like, it's supposed to be like that epic time, and it was a
scam. I don't know nothing about it.
It was a scam. There was nobody there. Like, all these folks showed up dressed in like 1800s wear, and nobody was there, and they just took their money, like $200
tickets. Sounds like a cool party.
Yeah.
We watched it.
It's like $200 a ticket.
Some asshole is going to show up in like a Southern soldier uniform. Something like
that. Yeah.
Me and Amanda watched a good miniseries or whatever. It was either called Monster in Me or Evil in Me, something like that. And y'all looking for something to watch, go watch that. It's good.
I might have seen it.
It's about this author lady writing a book.
She
meets up with this man accused of murder. And then the story goes from there. It's good.
I hadn't seen that one.
Yeah, I knew that.
We did watch. Oh, I know what it was. The guy in The Beekeeper, Jason Statham.
Yeah.
I watched them other movies. They're just like Beekeeper. It was like, the Mechanic was one of them. And then
he made one movie. They just changed the characters around him.
He's the exact same character in all these movies.
I just finished Stranger Things.
I did not.
I mean, it's all over. I kind of mourn the loss.
Don't tell me nothing. I stopped in season three.
I'm in season four with two episodes.
I stopped at season two.
Marty said he stopped at Stripe.
Yeah,
I saw Rudy got killed.
I did see that 11 is kind of attractive these days, though.
She's married and got a kid.
I didn't know she was that old, but like I seen a picture of her.
Yeah, like, full grown. Like all teenagers, like 30.
Yeah, they're all grown now.
The Golden Globes were last night. No one really cares.
I really watched Golden Girls.
Yeah, me too. For apparently, Wanda Sykes. It was apparently boring. Wasn't funny. You know, they did away with Gervaisis or whoever.
Gervaisis was hilarious.
Did he get canceled?
Well, no, but he got blackballed because he made fun of them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're fine with everything except that.
But in like the Golden Globes, the Oscars, all that, like me giving T award for being the best podcaster, and T give me award for not being the most lost podcaster, and let's give Marty for the one.
So the great, you know. I'll tell you who's
the greatest.
So you got Gervaisa, whatever his name is. I'll tell you who else is really good. He's real
simple. Rock.
Jimmy Carr.
Oh, yes. I like Jimmy Carr. I like Jimmy Carr.
Actually, that's just it. We can't laugh and make fun of ourselves anymore. That's why we're here. That's like, the gap we're going to fill in. We're going to make fun of you. You make fun of us.
Jimmy Carr, my favorite thing he's ever said was somebody that I just screamed, how long has your mom been a whore? He said, about 10 hours after she died.
That's terrible.
I thought I recognized you. You were her best customer.
College football, that's when everybody leaves us. Man, when's the last time you've seen a team like Indiana?
That'd be crap.
It's going to be 2019 LSU. It's going to be 2001, I think, Miami.
Yeah. I think
maybe one of those Cornhusker teams from the early 90s. It's going to be
beating the crap out of people, everybody.
Yeah. Dude, they're a top five team ever.
Of all time?
Yeah.
Let's see what happened. Miami going to give them a run or no?
Somebody was saying
no.
I don't think so. I said Miami. That the other night.
Somebody was saying they could beat the Jets.
Oh, I'm sure they could.
Put money on that. Mendoza's game. Got more touchdowns than incomplete passes in this playoff.
So when you look what they did, I think my stance was if they have a tight game with Oregon, it'll probably be close in the championship. They decimated Oregon.
Yes. They
Miami's a different team. They've got athletes. If they can stay
because
consistent, at least make it a little bit competitive. You know, Ohio State.
Because you know who didn't have athletes of Ohio State, Alabama, Oregon.
Michael, I might bring them some of that magic salt.
Yeah, that booger sugar.
Find out where I'm pumped up. I'm annoyed by
him. He's been getting Mike McDaniel stashed.
I'm annoyed by him. Michael Irvin.
I am too.
He's like,
when he took his belt off, started hitting that thing. I was just like, oh,
sweating and whooping.
He did it every game.
No, and
all right. I hope Kurt Cignetti, after they beat the hell out of Miami, he takes that belt and goes whip Michael Irvin with
it. You know what? I could be on pay per view. I'd pay to watch it.
He'll say Google me.
I think I'd carry a belt in with Irvin's name on it.
Let's see what else we got over here.
Yeah, but that is one of the most cringe things going on with
Bar, man.
It is for sure. AI all over the news. One of the latest is apparently on X. Grok and Jamie, you've probably tried this. I have not. You can remove people's clothes on.
You can put bikinis on there.
Yes. And it's got folks up in uproar.
Why?
Because you can.
It's not their real body.
But it's probably pretty daggum close the way AI is.
Well, the crazy thing is you can on ChatGPT. You can on all the other ones too. But there's one getting griped about. That's the craziest part of it.
So all I'm gonna say if Grok does me, it ain't like a baby holding an apple. I'll be mad.
All right,
he's truth seeking. Remember that.
One of the best things that AI has ever done is fat JD Vance.
That is.
I'm telling you, no one will even know who real JD Vance is. But guys, I opened up X just now, and I'm fixing to have to show this one.
Look.
This may be the best one ever.
Fat JD Vance is about the best thing.
All right, here we go. We're going to put it up here. Check this out.
No.
Fat JD Vance.
Oh,
you did? Yeah. That's Fat JD Vance. That's what AI was meant for.
This is really on my dad. Can you make it bigger?
What she said.
Oh, there it is, full screen. What's that, Jenny?
It is,
huh?
Yeah, this is what the internet.
Look how real it looks, though.
And AI was for. We peaked, man.
Yeah, there's nowhere to go with backwards now.
Who's acting? Got that
clues up. He's slick with it. Wes, Wes tonight. He built just like, hey, tonight Wes is going to use AI to make him
100%.
How awesome is that? I just had randomly opened up X because I was looking.
Yes, you're looking
fine. I kept seeing videos with obviously Fat JD Vance. I had no idea who that was. I was like, man, he looks familiar. Moment, sir.
We've had eight of them already, so might as well.
So, I saw an article today. It was talking about AI, and it was talking about an episode of Star Trek Next Generation, which is pop culture. Anyway, and the subject of it was...
I need a button.
The Enterprise got stuck and couldn't get out of the situation. They needed to work on the engine. Geordi LaForge created an AI version of the maker of the Enterprise. And yes. Yeah. Anyway, she helped him get out.
Explain what that has to do with anything.
He meets her in real life and it's not the same person and he's upset and she finds out about it and she gets mad.
We just lost 18.
But anyway, you know, and that was.
Look, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm lost.
Somebody text Gary.
I'm trying to figure out. I found a cricket button.
I'm trying to figure out what kind of engine that happened.
It's cool that YouTube could text them. They said, "We owe them subs."
It's cool because.
Oh, I just got a warning. You lost 232 subs.
They want that watch hour back.
I don't understand.
I don't even know what the point was.
Girlfriend, basically. And
oh, he got catfish.
When he met her in real life, yes.
Oh, he just met her in real life, like real life.
Real life on the show. He met the real lady who helped on Enterprise.
You'll have to give me a diagram of this one.
And she wasn't anything like the AI version was, and he got upset about it.
I like it. He's like, I got a quick real life for y'all. We'll just make another one.
On the show. On the show.
Okay. I didn't know
I thought you said he met her in real life. He got upset because
he met her on the show. The actual person.
I need a
not
button.
The AI version.
All right. Hundreds of non-consensual AI images. Cool, that's where we were at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somehow we went into pop culture land.
The Jordan Love.
Jordan Love.
No, I know who Jordy is. I remember that's my favorite Star Trek.
Actually, it was mine too. Hundreds of non-consensual AI images being created by Grok on that.
It's creepy, but is it wrong? Well, it's wrong, but is it? It shouldn't be illegal. It should not
it's
be illegal.
Creepy. It's wrong, and it should not be illegal.
So should it just not be? Well, should you have to be a certain age or prove your age to go do it?
I mean,
you know what I mean.
AI can determine the age of like photos because really. Was to keep someone from doing that to a young person.
You're correct.
Hadn't several teachers been busted for doing that? There's been a couple.
No, they've been sleeping with kids.
No, I'm serious. There's
that ain't AI. They
weren't sleeping with AI.
Some principal with AI versions of his students.
I don't know.
Yeah,
really okay. Now that scenario makes me feel a little bit.
Yeah,
it's a bottom.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
That's kind of weird.
So, yeah, like that bothers me a lot. And the scenario where you can use that is against children, that is a problem.
It is.
Is it a problem with the AI or is it a problem with people?
It's both.
Well,
both.
Yeah, but I mean, people are going to do what AI allows them to do.
Yeah.
Well, you can search anything you want on the internet.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying he can't search that. Yeah, I mean, you can look up anything you want, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, I will tell you now, me and Jake Lee, several years ago, was doing Photoshop. We was Photoshopping everything with each other.
Yeah.
At that time, that moment in time, there was probably more penises on my phone than a gator.
Oh, there was.
Yeah.
Photoshopping on Jake.
Look at how far we've come, though, from you Photoshopping with Jake and making things to put on koozies to, like, now we can make full-length videos of...
Yeah, now I can just find full length videos of Jake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. Even if it's cold weather, you can still be full length.
So, I mean, it is uncomfortable. It goes back to what we talked about, I don't know, a few months ago about the brothel with the robots.
It is. Now, is it quite a bit different than that?
Does the robot clean itself like a vacuum cleaner?
No.
You know what I'm talking about? It got toxic.
There's basically a brothel within Japan. It was in Japan, and you could set up all these different scenes, and you put it on your VR headset, and you can live out fantasies, but it's not with another person.
What was it? Minority Report that had that?
Yeah, so if you, yeah, that's what we talked
about.
But
so,
no, maybe, not minority report. It was a surrogate.
So how do you reel
it in? Oh, yes.
How what?
How do you reel it in?
You don't. I don't know if you can. You can't talk about it.
Okay, here's the problem. Are we absolute free speechers or are we not?
We're not.
It depends.
No,
I mean, I think it depends on which side of the aisle you're on. I think most right people are like absolute free speech, and yet sucks, but I don't know that you can do anything about it.
Those that sacrifice liberty for safety deserve neither.
Yeah.
I mean,
And you want me to tell you, what's something crazy? We talk about free speech. In Australia, I think you got talking about Australia. This is better than that TSA story, I promise you. But in Australia, they have banned where people under age of 16 can have social media accounts. Literally like that. They turn them all off, except for one. Guess which social media app people can have in Australia?
TikTok.
Grind. Blue Sky.
Blue Sky. Should have known.
Blue Sky.
Blue Sky.
It's the left of Twitter.
Left of Twitter.
Yeah,
Blue Sky. It's the only one that left.
Yeah.
When Twitter became X, Blue Sky broke off.
So it's anti-X.
Yes. It's anti-X. When Twitter became X, it Blue became Blue Sky.
Who ever thought the Aussies would have been liberal?
I think most people around the world are 50% liberal, 50% conservative. And the thing is, most people are somewhere in the middle, but the parties are damn extreme.
Look, Europe, Australia, probably New Zealand, all of them have sacrificed their guns because they thought it made them safer. And what it did was allow the government to have more control.
They're in much danger as they've ever been. You know, I saw a thing the other day talking about every day you see over in England, there's another machete attack.
Yeah, but now.
You're not up pop culture because that's like last month's news.
Now,
I know, but it just keeps happening.
But now England and Europe and all these places, you can go to jail for a meme.
All right, let's go into policy or punchline. A big hit last week.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. In a bad direction.
And then we're going to come back and talk about Greenland. So, Wes, you got a few minutes to figure out where it's at.
East of Wisconsin. Not wrong.
I'm not sure he's right.
Sure he is.
North? Is it north of
Wisconsin? It could also be west of Wisconsin if the world's really round.
You're right.
Flat, you're way off.
Yeah.
You're way off since flat. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Policy or punchline, y'all get. In Alabama, it's illegal to wear a fake mustache in church if it causes laughter.
Yes, that is.
That's fact.
I'm going to say punchline.
I won't say law.
That's that is fact.
100% law.
Donnie?
I'm going to say that's factual.
It is real. Yeah. Alabama really doesn't want Sunday service turned to comedy club.
There was some swaggy dude that couldn't grow a mustache. He wanted one and kept wearing it in church. People were laughing at him. I had to ban that mess.
In Arizona, donkeys are not allowed to sleep in bathtubs.
That's false. That's not true.
I'm going to say true.
They didn't have bathtubs at that time.
Yeah, you know.
True.
Not true.
It is true.
Oh,
the law came after a donkey floated away in a bathtub during a flood in the 1920s.
So, Marty's
2-0 and the rest are 1-1.
Yep.
All right. In Vermont, it's illegal to serve maple syrup in anything other than a glass container.
Yes.
Fact. Yeah, it's fact.
Yeah, I believe
that's where they make syrup the best.
That sounds as good as anything that's fake. That's fake.
That's too good. I sound too good.
That's like Cracker Barrel gives you them a little glass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love when they eat them up, too.
It feels like that pure when they give you that.
In Oregon, it's illegal to whistle underwater in public swimming pools.
Can you whistle underwater?
With the way you twerk?
I'm going to say true because that's dumb enough to be true.
Oregon does some dumb shit.
I'm going to say that's true.
I don't think that's true.
False. Marty is good at this. Man.
Look, whenever I think about skirting the laws, I need Marty around.
Marty's CIA.
In Maine, you can't keep Christmas lights up past January the 15th or you face a fine. Ooh, that sounds like some HOA stuff, right?
False. That's false.
I get fined every year.
They can be northern. They can be northern.
Donnie,
that's true.
Martin?
I believe that's true.
Thank you. Oh, brother, if you got it. Okay. In many states, it's illegal to trip a horse.
Yes.
Man.
Who tries to trip a horse?
Yeah.
All right. That's true. Yeah.
They be tripping.
In Connecticut, a pickle isn't legally a pickle unless it can bounce.
Where is this?
I never tried to bounce a pickle.
Connecticut.
It's false.
A pickle is legally a pickle unless it can bounce. Why do we have legal pickles? That's the other thing.
We got legal bourbon.
So
that's got to be false.
I wonder if ICE would run out the illegal pickles.
Illegal pickles.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it true or false, Wes?
It is.
I need your final answer.
True. It is true.
Marty?
It's true. Just stupid.
It is true. Connecticut has a bounce test for pickles.
Anybody play Hide the Pickle at Christmas?
Well, if you throw one of Michelle's pickles, you'd be mad as hell.
Y'all got them weird family events and Fort Berries.
No, it's a thing. Like, well, I'm going to pick one at Christmas tree.
I'm going to play Hide Slimy with us.
Yeah, Wes said, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Did it with my uncle.
We
love
us enough,
love
us too much.
Whoa. Okay. In Nevada, you must notify the sheriff before hosting a backyard barbecue with more than 20 guests.
Well, that makes sense. COVID, I believe that.
I'm
going to
say no.
It
does make sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
No.
Fake. It is fake.
It makes sense.
It makes too much sense. It makes too much
sense. I suck at this.
Maybe I want one right. You've got a lot of problem. Just logic.
Here we go. This is the last and final one. I think Marty's whooping y'all, though.
I think we've got caught up a little bit.
Yeah, I've been missing a couple.
I think Wes did worse than anybody.
I'm sure he is.
No,
Donnie
is. That's definitely
true. In Texas, it's illegal to sell your own eyeballs, even if they're prosthetic.
Yes. Yep. It should be. I can't sell my own eyeballs.
I think that's what you tried to do with them dots.
I'm going to say just because that one's out there.
That is fake. Texas has a balls.
Oh, we can fill our eyes in Texas, y'all. I'm going to
Texas. Man, I'll tell you what. I think this was a hit.
I wonder what you can get for one of them.
I don't know.
Another one. Let me make sure I have one more. Nope. All right. Great.
One of the balls.
What about your real balls?
You know, one of the stupid, useless information, knowledge I got.
You're full of it.
Yes, I am. Al Gore tried to make it illegal to sell your organs.
I thought it was illegal to sell your organs.
No, he tried to make it legal to sell your organs. He did.
They're mine.
You can sell your car.
If you need my kidney, you can offer me $100,000 to give you my kidney because we got our blood matches and you can pick it.
Look, we can start a kidney auction. We can do like a kidney auction right here.
I can donate it to you, but I can't sell it to you.
That's wrong.
It is.
It'd be like a organ unicorn auction.
Is this not a capitalist society?
If I was going to throw my liver, regardless of what it looks like,
you wouldn't get $5.
They'd have Jamie up there.
My liver being
you wouldn't get $5.
That'd be one to do a liver fact.
That'd be par fact. A PowerPoint for bidding on Jamie up there. They'd be like, we know he drank a lot, but look at how strong this liver is.
Marty didn't even realize he tapped into something. A Carfax for humans as to whether you want to let them donate their part.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Jamie drinks about every day. Exercises never. Does he have fatty liver? Two of them.
You got an extra one.
He got so much fat around him liver, it looked like two livers. Cholesterol, extra high. Sugar, extra low.
You're looking at $3.50.
That's how we do it.
I just have to. They give me like 30 cents a pound.
Tell it by the pound. Jamie said he got enough liver.
But look, if someone needs a kidney bad enough.
Oh, God.
People donate kidneys. Why is it not okay to? Because rich people then have access to organs other people don't.
Hey, look.
That's exactly what they'll say. Yeah. But hey, if rich people to buy my kidneys, I mean, I'll sell both of them.
I'll sell them the best one.
No,
I'll sell both of them.
Two for one deal.
Take my money and go rob somebody. Give me your kidneys.
That would be like, put me on the transplant list. He'd sell his and try to get somebody else's for free.
Yeah, that's what you do.
I'm still buying with somebody
Jamie
else.
On that kidney EBT.
It's like it's supposed to deliver yesterday. He's waiting on one to come in.
It wouldn't even last 2 weeks. He'd sell that kidney for $150 and it'd be gone.
It would be.
It'd be gone. Fast food cheer competitions and bourbon and beer. Gone.
No, you should be able to sell your organs.
Yeah, why not?
He'll put local pickup on it.
Local pickup on it.
Porch pickup.
It ain't gonna make the shipping.
Amazon throwing it inside your house.
Marty said it won't make shipping.
They got it out there in the styrofoam cooler.
It won't survive.
I'll bring it in the Yeti cup.
Just slip it in there.
Just hand off the cup.
You know what, Marty's would come in a Yeti cooler.
Yeah.
Yes. Marty's got more coolers than any man should have.
All right, I got another.
Oh, you got another.
Similar to the policies, how about headlines that are fake or real?
Okay.
I'm always
going to do it.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Let's see here. Company launches perfume that smells like freshly printed money.
I mean, I like that idea. That's
true.
That's true. I like that.
The Wall Street would probably call that Ode to Success. I wouldn't.
It was real. Because
I kind of like it.
Because who is it has a candle that smells like her? Oh,
the chick that played in
All right, next question.
No.
That's what I was thinking.
So how many steps does it take to find out like, to match it?
The Iron Man's secretary.
Uma Thurman?
Oh, no, his secretary. What is her name? I'm trying to think
The one that played in Shallow Hal.
No, yes, that's her. Shallow Hal.
All right, we're moving right along. Company, no, I did that. One. Japanese zoo holds emergency drill with staff dressed as a lion.
Dressed as a lion?
Yep.
True.
He looks.
I did.
True.
Japanese zoo did a drill with
oh, yeah. 100%
staff
true.
Dressed lion.
100% true.
They Donnie.
Yeah, true.
True, it did happen, and there's video. It's glorious. The lion costume looked like it came from a discount Halloween store. New York City introduced quiet hours for honking taxis.
No,
for honky taxis.
Honky. I was like, no, I don't know much for our privilege.
Honky taxis is Uber. Uber can say
that. I don't think it's real.
True or fake?
Fake.
I say it's false. They just don't sleep.
I won't go with true. Why not?
Well, it's fake.
There you go. I'm gonna go against the grain.
Canadian town elects a goat as honorary mayor for a day.
True.
I think we talked about it on there.
Did we? But it don't matter.
That sounds true.
It is true. Tech company unveils laptop that doubles as a waffle maker.
If it's not true, it should be. It's not true because it's too logical.
True.
It's not true. False.
No, I don't think
I'm going to say false.
It is false, but I'm with Jamie. I think it could be good. Let's see. Florida man arrested for teaching squirrels to attack his girlfriend.
True. It's Florida man. True.
False. That was the other thing. Remember squirrel in the bar attacking somebody?
False. I don't believe that.
Y'all don't watch the show because we talk about it on the air. And he did teach them.
This is the same bar incident?
No. That guy had a chicken or something.
So before we go anywhere,
this guy turned squirrels to his personal hit squad. He did.
That's pretty legit.
There is a show on Netflix called Florida Man.
Yeah.
Is it really?
I start every time I try to watch it, go to sleep. It must be late at night.
I mean, it's long, but it's hilarious. Like the only one I've watched, this guy like swims in a body of water, loses his arm to an alligator, crawls around the swamp for like 3 days, and somebody finds him. And then he's like retelling a story. He's like looking at the water. He said, I just want to get back out there.
It sounds about right.
Wow.
Florida, Maine.
Would that make West Arkansas, Maine?
Arkansas, Maine.
Hey, the only time I've ever been to Florida, a kid actually got ate by an alligator while I was down there. Like, literally.
You were at Disney when that happened?
Yes, I was at Disney when that happened.
I remember when that happened.
Yes, we literally had just walked through there. Wes literally
come to
there.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, Wes literally said, tell that kid, hey, go swim.
Where's the pool? Oh, hell, just swim right there.
Jamie, that kid said, do y'all think there's alligators out there? Wes said, no, there's no alligators out there.
We're at Disney, there's no alligators.
All right, next, is this headline real or fake? Scientists develop bread that texts you when it's stale. That sounds
The package might text.
That's false.
Thank you.
Town in Italy banned selfies after too many tourists fell into the fountain.
Yes, 100% true.
It is true. Do I have any more here? The goat. Oh no, did that one.
So if you could have any device that you or any electronic at your house text you, what would it be?
Nothing.
Not one option.
Oh, okay. My security cameras. They can text.
They already
me.
Do that.
I know, but they can text me.
That's how he did. He's within the
I think
pull text.
I think
hey brother, we're
if somebody.
I'd say we miss you.
So we miss you. Mine is serious.
Come join us.
Mine is serious. My refrigerator, if it could tell me like, hey, that bag of salad is going to go bad in 2 days, or hey, that package of meat
you got
is going to go bad. I throw away stuff all the time. Yeah.
My fridge would text me that, hey, bud, the bag's been here for 6 months.
Look,
we bought an LG TV.
I pick up a bottle and say, Mardi Gras.
We bought an LG refrigerator. Mardi Gras. It would detect me when it was open. It would detect me when it was a temperature would get too low or too high.
I just wanted you to tell me my food.
Like, yeah, no, don't tell anything you want.
You need to cook this.
Tell me when LG was having a sale.
A freshness test.
He had a water filter problem.
Yeah, water filter.
Like, hey, Wes. I know you're expecting the bear, but this is your refrigerator.
Yeah, oh, and I think we can make that possible if you scan it and it has the date of expiration on it. Yep. Yeah. And when you put it in the refrigerator, you scan it. Yeah, okay.
My house, we are bad about every time we go to store,
we invented
get a half dozen eggs. We buy a half dozen. So, like, I got like packs a half dozen everywhere. And
bring them over here because
everybody in my house eats a half dozen.
Yeah.
Eggs.
Hold on.
Y'all eat your eggs expire.
Well, I mean, somewhat. I mean, there's
natural eggs. If
you don't wash
they'll last for months.
Yeah. If you don't wash the membrane on them,
how people used to live back in the day. They save eggs for a long time.
If my eggs are past expiration, I just drop them in some water, see if they float. If they don't float, I'm cooking them.
Well, let's just drop some in the skillet. They're
not
even sick. They're no good.
If they're bad, they'll float.
That's what Wes does.
If
he needs to use protection.
Bad egg
floaty. I got two more.
I got
two more headlines. Man builds world's largest functioning Nintendo controller. His name's not Gary.
You got to jump on with that.
That's too real to bet. That's really.
I think that's real. Yeah, it probably takes eight people to play.
Yeah.
It is real. It is so big you need two people to hit start. Talk about teamwork. California banned flip flops on Tuesday to reduce beach accidents.
California don't ban that.
That's false. That's false.
Yeah, why don't we just do it one day?
I'm gonna say false. But
I'm gonna say false.
It is false, and that's the headlines or head fakes. I thought that's pretty good.
Oh, we need a little
head fake. Head fake.
Headline.
Working on. I'm gonna see if they stick. I don't want to waste my time doing it in front of y'all. Suck at these games. So.
I like.
You got a long way to go. We suck at them.
Y'all did good at these. Me and Jamie have some more stuff coming too. And I meant to have my buzzers when Wes starts talking too much. And if you say something like you did earlier, you get a dunce hat. So we were
worried. We've been dunce hat. It'd be a Wes hat.
No.
You just admit it. Say Wes.
Well, I told him when he told me we need a dunce hat, I said, Wes, have it on the entire
premise. We're going to have everybody going to have a butt.
If somebody says something that is bullshit,
they're just going to say, no way.
You hit the button. And if it is, but we look it up and go live.
And I'll tell you what we'll do.
Because soon they'll say, hey, y'all, on the intro, everybody hit the button. And
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll poll the audience, the live studio audience, and they can decide what Wes has to do. Because it's always going to be Wes.
It's going to be me.
He literally only reads like the first part of a headline. He don't typically even get the last half of the headline correct.
Nope. I don't have patience.
50 sheep stormed a German supermarket. Did y'all hear about this?
What?
50 sheep stormed a German
supermarket. 50 sheep.
I did
the sheets.
I did too. 50
sheets. What?
I was like the iron sheep.
You walk in for milk and leave with a wool sweater.
I mean, it's kind of hard to organize 50 sheep. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I can't go to protest enough.
That sounds like an awful.
I bet that dog guy is organized.
It's real. That's a real story.
Exactly.
Where was that? Do you know?
In Germany.
That's weird.
You don't know where Greenland. All right. So Donald Trump is going. Greenland's going to be an American.
Yes, it's
Samoa, probably.
American Samoa.
American Samoa.
It's eastern Wisconsin, like I said.
On the map, have y'all realized how big Greenland is?
Yeah.
It's like landmass wise, it's pretty big.
Okay.
Do you know why it's called Greenland?
Ice, right?
No. Yes, actually, right.
Yes.
Yeah, Iceland is all green.
Yep. I learned that from Mighty Ducks.
Yep.
I learned that from school.
Lord of the Rings taught me that. Lord of the Rings taught because they filmed in Greenland or Iceland.
But they didn't claim to be in Greenland.
No, they filmed in Iceland. All Lord of the Rings was filmed in Iceland.
No, what is it? They filmed in Zealand.
Yeah,
I want to go to Iceland.
That was Iceland.
I know two people. I have two friends.
That
took vacation to Iceland and said, what amazing. Actually, three friends.
I bet it's beautiful.
Yeah, but you know what? There's not a city there we can pronounce. No, there is not.
Roger.
What? Hey, does anybody know what the little two dots over all the letters mean? I don't know.
It's umlaut.
It's what?
Umlaut.
Speak English, sir.
It is.
Well, he didn't.
Umlaut.
Umlaut.
Did you not learn English?
No, I did not learn English.
That's probably Dutch.
There's only even one movie I know of that was done in Greenland. It was
Greenland?
Iceland.
Iceland.
What about the movie Greenland? Have y'all seen it?
They got a new one. I watched it.
I watched it. So basically, there was a, because it was out.
That's a theater. Did you go to theater?
No, I watched it on TV.
Greenland 2?
Yeah.
I want to watch it. I like Greenland
1. They caught the plane and were headed to Greenland because it was like a nuclear attack.
Oh, yeah.
They made it there.
Yeah, they make it. It's a rough drive, but that's everybody was saying that's why Trump wants it.
Well, hold on. In the end of the first movie, Russell they got Crow. There just before they closed. It wasn't Russell Crowe.
That was a lottery.
Yeah, but he got in.
Did I watch Greenland 1 thinking it was Greenland 2?
You watched Greenland 1.
It was just as exciting as the second time. I watched Greenland 1 twice. Hit the button. And it was different. It was just as good the second time.
It was pretty good. I liked it. I'm looking forward to Greenland 2. Because, yeah, the way you were explaining it.
I'm waiting for Avatar 4.
I think you're over.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully. Hangover 4, we're going to do in New Orleans, and we're going to recreate our trip to New Orleans.
I've really been thinking
about this. We could write a script.
It'd be me that get lost this time.
You weren't there.
No, if we did today, it'd be me that got lost.
No, you wouldn't.
Okay.
You wouldn't make it.
You don't think I'd make it? No, you'd been asleep with T at the... I wouldn't be it. No,
straight up.
Okay.
Yeah. I couldn't have drug you in the room. It's like, come on, let's go.
That's what happened. I was my body.
You know those pictures?
You know, Jamie was in the hall.
Those pictures are similar to the hangout pictures.
Yes, sir. Yes. Hangover
pictures. Yes. They really are. I've often thought that we could write a script about that trip and be hangover for. I really have.
You know, you're not wrong.
You're talking about Nashville?
New Orleans.
I didn't make New Orleans. I got distracted a minute by work.
Today. New Orleans was a lot like the hangover in that it was kind of like last minute. We had talked about going, but Winter was going. We left really early in the morning, like last minute note. And then the day got short and long all at the same time.
Hey, we need to do a patio trip down there.
I have no desire to go to New Orleans anytime soon.
Okay.
I
need to do a patio trip to
this weekend. I'll tell you.
I don't think Jamie can go again.
No, y'all.
He's been banned.
You can go if I go, bro.
I think his wife's got to go.
We were in New Orleans just a few weeks ago. But
I remember she called, for sure. She called me freaking out. She said, Jamie lost in New Orleans.
Oh, she called me too.
I said, he'll be
they
fine.
They called me. And look, I'm the only one that was calm through this whole thing. I'm like, guys, I had so much faith in you, Jamie.
I told everybody,
I said, look, Jamie will come home when he's ready.
Yes.
When things are right, Jamie will find his way home.
Look, what he if will, right now will. Jamie was still missing?
See,
Terry knew too.
First of all, you're resilient.
He's a survivor.
And you're smart.
And you're chubby. You can live a while.
You're chubby. You can go without food or water.
he didn't have enough sense to get a phone charger.
Jamie hadn't drank water in years.
But still, I knew you'd find home. Now, Marty was worried.
Yeah, I don't know. Marty got a big heart, though.
The one thing I remember is how furious my wife was.
Ooh. The next morning when we were at breakfast.
Yeah, when she got with the breakfast, she said, how you feel? I feel great.
I feel good.
Because actually, Andy was the only one staying in bed, wasn't he? We went, me, you, and Marty went and ate breakfast that morning. And there were people getting off work. Same time we were eating breakfast, having Bloody Marys and stuff. And we were.
Jamie got plenty of rest because he chose to leave early because he knew he was done.
I didn't choose to leave early. I got kicked out of a bar.
Same thing.
He got cut off.
I got cut off on Bourbon Street.
Same thing, though.
Dang. That's impressive.
There's no telling what happened.
That's a new level of Jamie.
Yes, what do y'all think happened to Jamie in the hours he can't remember?
We already know the story to all that. or at least we
know what I know. Is...
Look, but I think there's a gap because there's this one time where he goes up to the wrong apartment, knocks on the door, and girls are headed to the door. He claims he ran away like a scared little school kid. But that's not the Jamie I know. No, so there's part of me that thinks.
I was terrified. The guy could open that door and who knows what I'd have found.
I knew the trip was going to be great when I started seeing Jamie's initial pictures with people and stuff.
So, Jamie, if I do write a script, That part is going to be different.
We will 100% do.
We will embellish on that story. It'll be a fun time.
That's the spot to embellish yet too.
It is. Okay, we're coming up on the hour. Wes has a bottle over here. Oh. I told him he couldn't sample it tonight, but we're going to anyway.
Okay.
last time. Look, just so y'all know, I'm on like the tasting and sampling. I'm gonna try to keep on Tuesdays and the podcast on Mondays or Wednesdays.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we've had a lot of Blue Note. Yeah. But not this one.
Not this one.
Speaking of Blue Note, Marty, where are we going to be January 24th?
Blue Note.
At Blue Note, Memphis, Tennessee. Stacey, if you come town, there's the FL Watson release. Where are you going to be?
I'll be in Tupelo.
That's the Tupelo weekend?
January.
Oh, man.
Well, we may come see you later and go to NT.
I'm good with that. I'm down.
Or go that morning to NT's.
You say like the 24th?
Mm-hmm.
Let me look.
This here. Blue Note single barrel.
I'm excited about that because y'all know I love me some Blue Note.
Bourbon together.
Oh, that trip. You went last year, dude. So much fun.
Single barrel. And it says
Legends Best of release Memphis. Party.
Legends of Memphis.
Look it's at special release party for the FL Watson release.
It's a good pour.
I know a lot of people from the Discord do that with
the Bourbon Together pick.
Marty, please hand me a Glenn.
I'll actually be here if it's in January.
Oh, yeah. January 24th.
January 24th. Yep.
Yeah, you should go with us, Donnie. I'm telling you, it'll be a good time.
I'll wait to come back, bro.
They take care of
you.
Yeah,
they do.
When you go to Blue Note, they really show you a good time.
Hold up. Let me pour one of y'all.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That was good.
But we'll be at Blue Note.
It smells like Blue Note. I mean, Blue Note has that.
Blue Note has that Green River smell.
It do.
Thank you, Wes.
Oh, actually, that smells pretty good.
So is that still available, or is that a... No, I bought one of the last bottles I had.
Bourbon Together. And I got kicked out of Bourbon Together.
I'll run down the road, because they're right down the road.
Yeah, Bourbon Together. If Bourbon Together has something, it sells out.
That was good.
Hot,
that may be the best one we've had since Buster.
What is that?
Marty.
It's a juke joint, but it's not juke joint. It's
Marty, that's the best one we've had since Buster.
So,
it ain't even close.
Me and Terry disagree on this. I like juke joint. Anyway. Yeah, but
uncut and filtered. You like two joints? See, I've not had a two joint like.
Yeah, I like
uncut and filtered a lot.
I've had other people try it. They looked at it and said, I don't like two joint. And they tried. That was really good.
Well, okay. they're drinking just the
So regular. That being said.
Yeah, they're juke joint.
Straight juke joint.
The 90 proofer or whatever it is.
Juke joint.
No. Hold up. You don't like Crossroads.
Crossroads, why not? Yeah, that's it.
I like Crossroads too. Crossroads is the one you don't like.
That's the best since the Buster's pick, and it may be better than the Buster's pick.
It's good.
The Buster's are like 124.
And I like Las Noches.
You can't have that one.
I think this is.
Well, I drank my last one.
Yeah.
You finished the phone? No, it's okay.
What? No, I'm talking about Las Noches.
Okay, Jamie, and we're gonna go public with this. When I tell you there's a bottle you have, it's gotta go home with you. It don't stay.
Okay. So let me pick which one.
No, don't get big.
Choices.
I'll let you keep one. And if you kill one, so we can stay. We can do it that way.
Yeah, Jamie, you got a liquor store called.
I think
like
I hit all of my points for this evening. Let's go to the.
Bring up Chad here, Chad.
You remember that Applegate?
You remember
that? No, it's not Christina Applegate.
Last time I said that, he said, we don't go to the chat no more.
Okay.
No, go to chat.
Nobody's watching. Look, tomorrow night we'll be live from the bar. Ernest Peacock will be over. I think Dom's coming, possibly.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be out. I'll be watching. Well, not watching. I'll be sitting in the cheer parking lot.
That sounds creepy.
I may creep up on y'all.
Is that practice?
Yeah.
That's even more creepy. You got child in there? Just say no.
No, I don't know.
There you go. That makes it more.
I didn't even look. What is Paltrow? It's the lady's name.
Yes,
that's what is Paltrow? The candle that tastes smells like her.
We left that.
We
left that so far.
That's what's wrong with Wes. He's been eating candles.
Wes over there, he's been licking smoke, candle smoke. He's like,
Gary, I know you're not listening, but if you are, please come back soon.
No, I have your spot, Gary.
We can't take any more of this.
Dear Gary.
So, remember those wax lips? That you all
over there? Oh, yeah.
I think you went and had it.
What?
I think you went and had shots under
his
eyes.
He swallows it, too.
That's how he got them dots on the eyes.
Yeah, no, he got the
wax poison.
He's been letting that candle. Yeah,
he got the botulism. What's that called?
It's wax bird. Wax bird.
He got that botulism under his eyes.
He was going up with...
Get that for money.
So he was trying to eat it when it was on fire.
He would picture himself as Shallow Hal, is what it was. With those glasses on.
Yeah.
How awesome would that be?
That would be cool.
You wear them glasses and you see people for what they really are, what they are on the inside. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be cool.
It would be. Okay. You know what? I think we're about to play it out. I think we're about to we'll probably, it's 7:30. We'll jump on Discord for about 10 minutes. Then we got to box up some crap to send out. We got bottles. People won. Since yep. Wes didn't get it done, we're gonna
knock
it out.
I'm gonna have to have you print it for me, and I will mail it if you give me
the word back door man of the business.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Look, we talked about this last night. Look, Alton was there for Christmas for five minutes. He could run the whole back door.
He's gonna be demoted the side door.
No, no, look, Jamie.
Hey, he's not even good at his story.
Alton did a good job.
Wait, what you do any job you give me? But
we was going to trade him for Tom Black with Wade. Wade said it would take 2,000 bottles and $2,000.
I told him the deal was on. I told Wade the deal was on. You're like, yes, they will absolutely take. That's what I put in chat.
Literally, Austin, and I showed him one time. He had a down pat. I've showed him 20 times. He still can't do it.
He's out. He needs the abacus.
I remember that. Austin was like, click the button.
Yeah.
Click the button.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we got a color code.
Yes, I don't know how to tell you, but we're getting on the verge of people having to show us how to program a VCR. That's where we're at. I'm already there.
Maybe you want to be my back door.
You know,
he's just trying to get your back
door. Marty, hit that button. I'm angry now. Jamie.
Hey, thanks for joining us. I hope y'all had fun.
I'm not even sure what that means, but. Y'all have a good night, my friend.
Well, I've had enough of you.
Yeah, I'm sure. Cut off into a quick watch.
All right, Marty. What you
got? Hey, thank y'all for watching. Hit that thumbs up. I still can hear the song.
Hey, guys, thanks for watching. Hit that like button. Like and subscribe. Let everybody know. I'll act like it. See y'all soon. Because somebody done took from a